This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nau mai hara mai, nau mai hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. We're based at 46 Hyde Ave at the Western Community Centre, and this is one of the platforms where we give you the inside scoop of what's happening out west, what we've got to offer people in our community here at the Western Community Centre. We have values, we have mission statements and a vision statement. Our mission statement is to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We have a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities and values that are strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism and honouring the bicultural journey of Te Tere Te O Waitangi. So welcome to our space, Out West Radio, this podcast, this radio station, part of Free FM. Nau mai hara mai, nau mai hoki mai. If you're an OG, welcome back. And if you're new to this platform, just stay tuned and we'll give you all the content. And when we're talking about other platforms, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. We have started a TikTok page as well. You can go and check us out. But hang around and we'll talk you through some stuff that we have to offer. I'd like to do a little bit of a mihi to the people and to the organisations that help us run, that help us tick over in the background. Lottery Grants Board, Well Energy Trust, Len Reynolds Trust, Trust Waikato, Hamilton City Council, Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots Trust, DV Bryan Trust, Internal Affairs, The Lion Foundation, The Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, Glenys and John Gallagher Foundation, Laura Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco, CDE Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks, and also Fraser High School. Also, a big thank you to those community members that come into the centre and make financial donations, donate items, clothing, food, but most importantly, donating time. Thank you very much to those people that have put in a bit of effort into us here at the community centre to help us help the community, help us help you. So let's start off with what we have to offer people here directly in the community centre. Let's start with our young ones. We have after-school care weekdays here at the Western Community Centre. So the kids get picked up from school and brought back to the centre and until the time that we close at 5:30 p.m. We have our youth, our Tauranga girls are on Wednesday afternoons, 3:30 to 5:30, and our boys tour Whakapōwai are on Fridays, 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. Now, in saying that, I wanted to bring up the young people first, the young ones that are in the community centre first, because we've been working on a youth hub for a long time here at the Western Community Centre. Before me, they've been thinking about it before I even started working here until now. Which is a very, very long time. And Neil's always wanted a youth hub. I mean, he's hung out at other hubs that have been in the community, and he's ran youth programs as a part of Grandview, Salvation Army, some stuff in the centre, just doing, you know, youth groups, taking them on tours, taking youth group on camps. But we're going to have our very own youth hub, and we've been talking about it, we've been mentioning it, we've put videos up, and if you want to go see some videos of what it looks like and some young people with their voiceovers, because it is about the young people, and the hub is for the young people in the community. Now, I'd like to thank everyone that's put a hand on it, put money towards it and helping it happen, put their brains together to make it happen. I've been in a few meetings with some of those people that are building, that are structuring and helping our visions come to life. And I feel like they're doing a really great job. So it should be done around October. So Yeah, I think we're pretty excited. We love the work that they are doing right now, because it's going so fast. They're doing such a great job. They're working really fast. Now, I don't know if that's because they're playing music in there, because they've been playing some jams in there while they've been working, and it's nice to hear too through the walls when we're working inside. So we're pretty privileged to see it all unfold in front of our eyes, because it's in our building. So we get to walk through, we get to walk to the side and look in. We get to see the workers doing their thing, helping our vision. And it's actually pretty epic. Like, not very many chances you get to be right next to the site that you're wanting, because you'd go somewhere, you'll pick a building or a place where you want to get a building for things, and you have to watch it from a distance all the time. You got to go and check on it every now and then. But the building that they're doing for us is right inside the original building. So they've pretty much refurbing it. But we're really excited, and we can't wait for it to come to life. We can't wait to be walking in there. But we will give some details about the opening when it gets close to that time. But we'll move on from that. And if you've got any questions, feel free to message us or come down to the community center and ask away. Or if you want to contribute in some type of way, please just let us know. We're happy for it. And then the next part of the people that we look after here at the Western Community Center is our 50 plus group. And this group, they're pretty fortunate today. They're out on a bus trip. They're in TA. They're going to one of the local movies. There's a movie called Caterpillar. They're going to support some New Zealand films and some support Tautoko, the New Zealand film industry. And if you're old school, you would remember the movie Caterpillar. That's what they're going to watch today, but a pretty cool trip. And they're going out. They always go out for feeds when they're on their bus trip. So that's where they are today, and that's what we have to offer our 50 plus whānau. So that's our kids, our youth, and also our 50 plus group. But if you haven't been to the community centre, this is what we have to offer. We've got over 101 unique support services, activities, events and programs held that each year, available to the public from our community owned facilities at Hyde Ave and Grandview. So if you haven't been to the community centre, we do have a foyer to come and hang out in. We've got a staff room that you can come and hang out in. There's computers in the foyer. If you need to use internet, you can come and use that as well. We've got free Wi-Fi. We've got internet attached to those computers. If you don't have a device, you can use the internet on the computers. But yeah, you can join our free Wi-Fi here under Centre Guest, and it's I Love Norton is the password. You might see it on the wall when you get in here. If you forget after listening to this, after listening to us today, but feel free to come down and use it. We also have a phone, free phone usage here at the community centre, no number to dial out. And again, you can just ask reception and they'll point you to where the phone is. But our community information hub, we've got Justice of the Peace, Tuesdays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We've got Citizens Advice Clinic on Wednesdays, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Family Court Navigator, fortnightly. Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, monthly. Whānau Support Worker, and that's Aroha, very busy person, very rare that you will see her in the building, and when we do, she is in a rush to get back out to her clients. So if you're on her client list, you are a very lucky person, because she does everything for the people that she is working for. We've got Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, we've got legal advice from Nearman Pebbles and Holt. Acupuncture on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's a must book in now. There's no longer walk-in. It's so popular now that people still just pull up and try and get into a session, but it's a must book now. We've got Plunkett Outreach Clinic, Fruit and Veggie Co-op, bags of $15. If you're new here, $15 for a bag of fruit and veggies. Yeah, I think it's equivalent. It's probably cost more now to buy fruit and veggie pack at the supermarket, because the cost has gone up on them. So it will probably no longer be $30. We used to use that as a pitch idea to say, look, you'll normally spend $30 at a supermarket, but you can spend $15 here for the same amount of groceries or fruit and veggies that you would normally get at a supermarket. But I believe that I think the cost has gone up now, so it might be around 30, might even be close to $40 now for the fruit and veggies that you get in the bag here, if you were to go to the supermarket. But yeah, so we have that. We've got the Western Community Centre newspaper bi-monthly delivered to over 19,000 homes in our community. And I just realised and I found out that they get delivered to all the way by Frankton.
Wow.
Close to the city if you're going down Norton. And then all of Newcastle, all of Crawshaw. And yeah, it goes all the way to Hikaramia.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think all the way down Kalani or Kirkatea, down by the train track.
Oh, yep.
So it's a wide area that gets covered for the newspaper. So if you tuned into this and you're in the area, you probably would get a newspaper. So that's another platform that we have too full of information. So once again, we've got our Facebook page. That's probably the main one that we use. The next one is probably newspaper. Then we have radio. Radio is every week that you can tune into at 11. And then we've got Instagram up as well. And then we've got some TikToks going.
Yeah, they are. And they've been we're trying to I think we're trying to post a video almost every week. I think this week's a little bit different because we've had a few staff away and we're just trying to figure out some more ideas for some of the videos to showcase, you know, the antics we get up to, what we're like. And please, guys, remember, these are all just skits. They are not real. We do like to have a lot of fun, and our boss is a lot of fun to hang out with too.
Yeah, he's always a good time, eh? But in saying that, we've got programs and activities here. We've got playgroups, children's programs, 50-plus events. We just talked about that and them doing their trip to TA. We've got Powerball checks as well, where you bring your Powerball in and we ensure that you're not paying more than you need to. We've got Toi Māori Art. We've got Western Wheels, Learner License courses. We've got Out West Radio, which you are tuned in as part of 89.0 Free FM. And then we've got youth activities, youth events, youth programs, and youth and leadership development stuff here at the community centre, children's holiday programs, after-school care programs, community education and training, and then the facilities and services that we have to offer. Again, our free public phone, our computers, photocopying and printing, and scanning, which is the cheapest stall in the Motu today. Yeah, if you need anything printed, photocopied, scanned, come and check it out. Come and check us out here at the Western Community Centre, and we'll hook you up. If you've got a whole heap of them, we'll hook you up with a pretty sure. They call it sharpening the pencil to get you a better deal, depending on how many photocopies or printing, scanning stuff that you need to get done. But we hire our venue to over 2,519 bookings each year and over 153 community groups, organizations, faith-based communities, education providers, and clubs use our venue each year. Also, a great place for whānau gatherings and celebrations. Again, we've had 21st weddings,
mm-hmm.
we've had tangi,
mm-hmm.
We've had first birthdays, all of those types of things that you can celebrate, you can have them here. And then we do table and chair hire. We have fair share market every second Saturday of every month. And in those 3 hour sections, the first hour is crop swap, second hour is craft swap, the third hour is repair co-op. So yeah, if you want to be a part of that, come and check that out. Every second Saturday of every month. We have regular 111 care first aid courses. And then we have Go Eco free food store Thursdays and Fridays at 1 p.m. And then we have free meals Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays during the school term. And that's just the school lunches that we pick up from Fraser High School and bring them down here. And the really, really warm food that you come and pick up here on a really cold day actually does help the community.
Definitely. Hits the spot as well. All you need is just a little bit of salt and pepper. Hey.
You know what's cracker? We talk about that all the time. The kids should just take sauce, bread, bit of salt.
Yeah. Snap-lock bag of salt and pepper and sprinkle it on top and you're on a way.
You're
honestly,
on.
Honestly, it's good.
Yep.
Also, I wanted to mention, we don't speak a lot about this group, but I know that you did mention it because it does happen on a Tuesday night, but it's Hamilton Dinsdale Toastmasters. So if you are someone like myself who does not like public speaking, I like to talk, but just not publicly and to a large group of people. If you are someone that would like to maybe build on those skills or improve on those skills, this group is that focuses on building speaking skills to improve communication and leadership. We cater for all speakers of all ability. So every Tuesday, 7:15 p.m. Is the Dinsdale Toastmasters, and that's where you'll learn those skills on how to communicate effectively to a large group of people. Maybe if you're looking at changing careers and you're moving from a career into something like this, and you feel like you maybe need a little bit of support around there, or maybe some extra skills, come on down. You don't need to ring or book or anything. You just need to turn up to our building every Tuesday night at 7:15 p.m. And we've also got a contact for Karen. I know most of you are probably driving right now, so if you're needing the contact number for Karen, head over to our Facebook page. We've got that on our Facebook page. Look for the poster for Toastmasters. Karen's phone number is attached to that. For the ones that are listening at home, if you've got yourself a pen, her number is 027-390-1487. And that is just to get any further details that you are needing regarding the Toastmasters. I do remember that one of our past board members, who is no longer with us anymore, he used to actively promote Toastmasters, and this is where he learned how to publicly speak. And he was very much like myself, who did not like to do that. And when you are forced to, you kind of have a little bit of a, what would you call it, like a crackly voice. You hear the nerves come through when you're speaking publicly. I remember when I was at school, the teachers used to say, you know, just imagine the crowd, you know, wearing something funny or doing something funny so that it makes you not think about how many people are out there. But come on over to the Toastmasters, Dinsdale Toastmasters group on a Tuesday to get that extra support or help for you to publicly speak confidently, really. We've also got that Note to Self mental health wellbeing group, support group. And I love this group. I will always promote this group, and I think it's a great support group for people to come to. So obviously if you are, you know, dealing with depression and anxiety, or you know of someone that's, you know, in that space and needing some support, needing to make some really good connections, come to us every Thursday during the school term. And you will join the group called Note to Self. And this is run by Andre Jackson. And he has just amazing knowledge. He's really easy to speak to. And the way that he communicates with people is in such a calm way that you just feel naturally comfortable around him. It almost feels like he naturally eases the anxiety around you. But to keep in mind, this group was very, very small when it first started. We've had to move them into one of our bigger rooms because more people are attending this. So it means that this support group does what it needs to be doing, and it's reaching out to the people that need to be reached out to. So if you are someone that's feeling stuck or lost, or you know someone that is stuck or lost, come on down to this group. It's really, really amazing, real cruisy, and no pressure. You don't have to share if you're not ready to. So come down to this group. It's really cool. I do think we might get Andre out on the radio with us at some point, so you can hear him, you can have a quick, you know, listen to what he's got going on, and he might be able to share some tips and tricks. So, you know, keep on our radio station, keep following us, and you'll hear some awesome as guest speakers that will come out later on down the track.
Oh, listen. Sounds like a bit of planning ahead of us that we need to do,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
There's a few people that want to come in and share a little bit of a background story around the kaupapa that they do, and Andre being one of them.
Yep.
We've already had Kimura Kiwis come in and do one with Rosemary.
Yep.
I do think it is worth, yeah, reaching out to a lot more people and figuring out, you know, what do they get up to in the community? If they have a job, what's their job role?
Yep.
And that's probably a good segue into our next question, because normally we would just carry on, but we haven't had some good check-in questions. And I was thinking about this today, or yesterday, when we're doing a bit of what would you call it? Not admin stuff, but we're trying to figure out how this program works. And it's an online program that we're using. It's called Record Base, and then it's for like our clientele. How do we take notes properly? How do we take case notes? We're getting into that. And I was thinking, I was like, man, you know what? Admins admin's not quite my strongest suit, but I like tech stuff.
Yeah.
And seeing him do tech stuff, I could do that. Like I could see myself doing the tech stuff, you know, and you were saying as well, like, oh my gosh, like it's.
I'm IT illiterate. Yeah. I looked IT illiterate.
But you're really good at admin.
Yep.
And then I was looking at you and I was like, man, I wonder what it would like to be someone that's on top of the admin all the time. And I was like, I wonder what it would be like working, being Regan for the week. And then I got, this is where the question comes from now. If you could pick someone or pick a job that someone is doing at the community centre mm-hmm. for a week,
mm-hmm.
what job or who would it be? What job is it? And why?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? I think I've always been very open with you guys, all of our radio listeners, on there was a couple of staff members in here that were trying to poach me for their areas. And the two staff members were the two areas I didn't want to go into. However, I thrive in those two areas, and I know I thrive in that area. I would probably take, do you know what? I'd take Linda. Mrs. Moneybags are going to go into finance for a week and see the stresses, because me and numbers, anyone that knows me well enough, when it comes to treats in the park time and I have to work out how to order 2,500 items for something that comes in cartons, everybody in this building knows that my math skills is not there. So I will challenge myself and send myself to finance, because that is not a skill that I just don't have. I am sorry. I will pretend like I've got that, but I don't. What about you?
With Caleb.
Ooh.
That guy's always busy.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy.
You are always busy, though.
That's why I'm like, I don't want to do admin. I want to go be busy out there.
I want to go do the lawns and build the fence. Oh,
like, I want to do some hands-on stuff. Neil's probably listening. He's like, uh-huh.
Hey, now he's figured out where he can send us both. But no, it would be a toss between you, your role, but probably not specifically the centre side of things. It'd probably be your other role that isn't a part of the centre, your other job, because it's something different.
Mm.
Purely probably because I'm already in this space with you for a little bit. There are things that you do that, you know, either the girls group don't do or I don't think of for the girls group. So there are still some stuff in there, but would be more for like that praxis side of things, you know, a really cool learning space. So it would be you or Linda. Sorry to the rest of the staff.
I'll talk with Caleb. That guy, he does some good work, eh?
Oh, he does.
That guy just chugs along and does stuff. I want to be like that.
Yeah. So if you see over at our other building, our 108 Grandview Road building, and you see a young fella there doing the lawns, weeding the gardens, fixing the fence and stuff like that, that is Caleb. That is our awesome after-school care, one of our after-school care coordinators. Supervisors. He's part of after-school holiday program as well, but he is the one that comes around and will literally fix everything. I think he's fixed my work chair, he's fixed my door.
Yeah, he's done it all.
He's our handyman, really, eh?
Yeah, okay. Which leads us into the next question, and it's around being a pretender.
Mm-hmm.
What's something you're currently pretending to understand? And that kind of coincides with, you know, the other question.
Oh, you know what? Probably pretending that I got my admin stuff all sorted.
It's me saying you're really good at admin and really you're just pretending.
Nah, I have to admit, no, I think I like the admin side of things. Oh, what am I pretending? Actually, you know what? I have a training that I'm attending next week. The topic, I'm not going to share the topic, but the topic that we're having to share to a group of close to about 30, 40 odd people is not a subject that I was taught in school. And this is based on a historical event here in New Zealand that happened in 1916. So if you know your history, you might know where that's coming from, but I don't have any knowledge behind that. So I'm going in blind and pretending like I know what I am doing, and I'm going to make it work, if that works. What about you? What are you pretending?
I pretend, because a lot of people think that I'm good at admin. You would look at my emails and be like, whoa, Oh, very, you better clear that.
And the amount of meetings you go into, eh? Like, and things like, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, sometimes when people talk and then it gets like real, like technical, and then you're just zone out. I'm a zone out person. My imagination, when all someone needs to say is we're building a hub, and then my brain is, I'm daydreaming. I just daydream.
Hub.
And then when they're talking logistics, I'm like, yep, yep. At the same time, I'm daydreaming. And then that's when my pretending to understand, and then I'm after the meeting, I'm like, damn, where's who took the notes? Who took the notes? I need to go back and see. And then like, that was pretty good in there. Yeah, it was.
It was great.
It Learned was lots. Good. How good was that meeting?
We listen, but we don't judge.
Oh, stop it. But yeah, I think that's where, yeah, I think that's probably where I'm at.
Not going to lie, you're pretty good at it too. I've worked with you long enough, I know. I already know, but.
I'm pretty good at daydreaming, guys, all right? I zone out. Because I picture it happening in front of me. I'm envisioning it.
Visualizing
That's
it.
Why.
There you go.
That's why. And then at the end, I'm like, man, what did they say? But the whole time, I was like, yeah, all good, all good. Okay.
I think that's the problem is we are so used to going, yeah, all good, all good, all good. And then it's like, oh, no, not all good. What were those basic information?
We put our hand up for so many things and then we're like, wait. We just throw ourselves in the deep end.
Yeah. Pretty good at that, actually.
We're all pretty good at that. We're all pretty good at that. But yeah, those two questions.
Oh, those were good questions.
Yeah. Who do you want to swap with? I'll swap with Caleb.
Do you know what? I think we should ask the rest of the staff members. Next staff meeting, let's ask. Just curious. Be curious to see what people say.
I want to ask the young people, hey, who would you swap with?
Yeah. Hey, if you've got some cool questions or something like that that you think we should ask our young ones or ask each other or ask our staff members, flick them through to us. Send us a message on Facebook. I don't know. Send us
use the messenger. Messenger still goes off.
We will get the messages, guys. Don't forget, me and Tom are on their admin part.
I see that. I see those chats going through too, and someone else replies before I can reply, and the whole staff members on there looking at these chats come through. Even on the weekend, guys, relax. That's our time to have our holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
Our mini holidays little is mini on the holidays. Weekend. 2 days, just 2 days, please. No, you're all good. But yeah, if you're ever around in Norton or West Hamilton, 46 Hyde Ave is where we are based. Again, if you're an OG, you probably know about us. If you're new, welcome to the space. I'd be glad to have you down here. But that's us for today. That's Out West Radio signing out. It's me and Riggs, and we'll catch you next week.
See you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.